Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Beplan jou aftrede met Portfolium. Laat hulle raadgewers jou rigtingwysers wees en jou aftrede op koers hou. Met Portfolium kry jy 'n kompas, 'n kaart en 'n bemanning van uiters ervare skippers om jou uit die onstuimige see van onsekerheid na 'n veilige hawe van gemoedsrus te vaar. Besoek portfolium.co.za vir hoër opbrengs, laer koste, beter produkte en meer jare van inkomste gedurende aftrede. Sun International gaan nie meer vir Peermont oorneem om 'n tweede dobbelreus in Suid-Afrika te vestig nie. Die groep het vandag in 'n verklaring gesê die transaksie is van die baan omdat die mededingingsowerhede te lank gesloer het om 'n finale besluit te neem. Sun International besit verskeie casinos in Suid-Afrika, die bekendste sekerlik Sun City, Grand West, Carnival City en ook Times Square in Pretoria. Peermont het ook verskeie kleiner casinos, maar sy grootste vlaggenskap casino is Emperor's Palace naby O.R. Tambo hier in Gauteng. Nou die transaksie is oorspronklik in Desember 2023 aangekondig en sou so wat 7,3 miljard rand beloop. Die mededingingskommissie het egter die transaksie afgekeur omdat dit daartoe sou lei dat daar net twee groot dobbelspelers in Suid-Afrika sou oorbly. Dit sou wees Sun International en Tsogo Sun. Die saak is egter toe na die mededingingstribunaal vir finale goedkeuring verwys en die tribunaal het nou aangedui dat die verhoor oor hierdie transaksie eers in Oktober sou begin. Die partye het egter met die aanvanklike onderhandelingsproses besluit dat die transaksie gekanselleer sou word indien daar nie regulatoriese goedkeuring teen 15 September ontvang is nie. Norman Bathsdraw is op die lyn. Hy is die finansiële hoof van Sun International. Norman, thank you so much for your time. This seems to be very unfortunate. What are your comments on this development?
It is an unfortunate situation where we've worked quite hard on this transaction. As you've indicated, we announced the transaction way back in 23. When we announced it, we got overwhelming shareholder approval for the transaction. We went ahead and raised requisite funding. And, you know, we've then entered into the regulatory process, which comprised of obtaining gambling board approvals, as well as the competition authorities. As you've indicated, we took it to the Competition Commission, where we spent quite a bit of time with the Competition Commission, who investigated the transaction. And, you know, they've extended their timelines substantially, and we agreed and worked with them quite closely. Unfortunately, they then recommended to the tribunal, being a large merger, and they recommended to the tribunal that the transaction be prohibited. We then obviously started readying to appear before the tribunal to explain our case and argue for the merits of the kind of merger. Again, unfortunate there, we had a long stop date on the transaction being for 15 September, by when we needed a tribunal ruling. We worked quite closely with the tribunal, and unfortunately, they couldn't accommodate those timelines of ours. The hearing would have happened within the time period of 15 September, but closing arguments would have only happened subsequent to that. We, together with all of the parties, then kind of met, discussed the timelines. We felt at this juncture that it was best for all parties to mutually agree to terminate the proposed transaction. So really unfortunate to have got to this point after a lot of hard work that was done on the transaction.
But you're so close, you know, waiting a few months, would that have made a significant difference?
I think the challenge we have is how long would we have had to wait? We would have got the 2nd October where we would have had some of the arguments done. But, you know, if the ruling hadn't gone in favor of the parties, you know, the next step would have been the Competition Appeals Court, which we would have probably only got there in Feb of next year. And again, that would have been a long process. Again, Drake, the dynamics have changed. The deal was done on certain metrics, negotiated in 2023, and the markets have moved on. The company has moved on, and it would have taken quite a bit of renegotiating to have kind of reset the transaction. So kind of based on those timelines and the discussions that we had, we thought we'd kind of mutually agree to terminate.
We've seen several other big transactions being delayed by competition authorities. I can immediately think of the Heineken deal and Mediclinic. And, you know, all of them criticized the competition authorities for taking so long to take final decisions. Do you think the delay was justified, or was it a lax type of approach or inefficiencies at the competition authorities that led to the delays?
When we worked with the competition commission, you know, that's the investigation unit, we certainly, from our side, kind of threw all of the resources that we needed. We had our economists on board, we've had our consultants and advisors, and certainly we worked quite closely with the competition commission team. You know, again, we've accommodated a number of extensions to the kind of regulated timeline within which they needed to kind of come up with the kind of ruling. Towards the tail end, it was a frustrating process for us. You know, however, we wanted to kind of give the competition authorities full access and, you know, whatever they needed to do to secure the right outcome, we fully cooperated. But it was a frustrating process for us from the delays, etc., you know, which kind of put the timelines of the transaction in a different trajectory.
How much money did you spend on this case?
So, you know, from our side, and, you know, we'll disclose this in our financials, we're obviously going to do the final tally up, etc. But yeah, we probably spent north of around 50 million in terms of kind of advisors, fees, etc.
Yeah, that is significant. If the transaction went through, Sun International and Togosun would have a combined market share of over 90%. It would absolutely dominate the gaming sector. And that is why the Competition Commission rejected the transaction or declined it. What would the benefit for South Africa have been if this transaction was improved? What are we missing out now that the transaction is off the table?
Yeah, I think if you look at it from a group perspective, the two groups would have that market share. But the fact of the matter is we don't compete on a group basis. The casino groups don't operate as a group. They actually operate as a standalone casino. So if you look at, for example, our casino in Menland, Times Square, it would operate within that market. The operations in Cape Town would operate as Grand West, and it would serve its local market. There are definitely synergistic benefits of operating within group, but certainly the casinos itself, our catchment area for our local casinos is really in the region of about 20 kilometers radius around our properties. And that's the market we target. So certainly these don't operate as a group. So to look at it, that market share on a group basis, while the facts is there, we don't really compete as a group. And that was kind of where the argument from the Competition Commission, on the basis that they recommended to the tribunal that the transaction be declined, that we go from three groups to two. But the fact of the matter is each casino operates within its own catchment area and on its own basis.
Just lastly, do you think the efficiency level of the competition authorities in South Africa may deter big companies who are not prepared to battle so long with the authority?
Yeah, I think, right, the timelines, which if we're looking at, if it takes this long to consummate a deal, going through the regulatory process could be a deterrent, certainly. The economics change over that period of time, circumstances change. Yeah, certainly it does serve as a deterrent if the regulatory processes take this long to kind of fulfill.
Norman, thank you so much for your time. That was Norman Bathsdor. Hy is die finansiële hoof van Sun International. Beplan jou aftrede met Portfolium. Laat hulle raadgewers jou rigtingwysers wees en jou aftrede op koers hou. Met Portfolium kry jy 'n kompas, 'n kaart en 'n bemanning van uiters ervare skippers om jou uit die onstuimige see van onsekerheid na 'n veilige hawe van gemoedsrus te vaar. Besoek portfolium.co.za vir hoër opbrengs, laer koste, beter produkte en meer jare van inkomste gedurende aftrede.
Hier volg môre se weervoorspelling soos uitgereik deur die weerdiens. Rowwe seetoestande en stormsterkte wind word verwag wat seevaart kan bemoeilik. Sommige storms sien jy kom, ander soos aftrede lê verder op die horison. Maar met Portfolium beplan jy lank voor die gety draai en die wolke saampak. Ons werk saam met van die grootste pensioenfonde in die land om koste-effektiewe produkte te ontwikkel wat jou inkomste met tot 7 jaar gedurende aftrede kan verleng. Moenie sonder 'n roetekaart of die regte bemanning die see van aftrede binnevaar nie. Kies Portfolium vir 'n beter uitkoms gedurende jou aftrede, reën of sonskyn.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.